Alexis Cullen works as a volunteer in Vanuatu, one of the Peace Corps' most remote postings. In the village where she works, called Naviso, some people have never heard of the internet. That is not uncommon in the South Pacific, where some people have limited access to learning resources.
Nobody's ever seen the internet. People don't know what the internet is. Some of them are very separated out from what the rest of the world is doing.
And without the internet, says Cullen, people in these areas are falling behind. It is not likely they will be able to access the internet in the near future.
If you sit and you wait, there are just villages that get further and further behind. And how can you ever communicate or be part of a global society if people are waiting for you to get connected?
To help with that problem, Dr. Laura Hossman, a professor at California Polytechnic State University, and her students developed a mobile library. It is called Solar Spell. Dr. Hossman says she wanted to get educational content to rural places. She wanted to create a digital library that would not be ruined in bad weather. The Solar Spell unit, which is powered by the sun, creates a Wi-Fi hotspot. Although it does not use the internet, it creates a similar experience.
So any device that can connect to the internet can connect to our library,
Hossman says.
And it seems like they're on the internet, even though they're not. So it's an offline website that really feels like you're online.
It lets users practice using the internet on a smaller scale. Each Solar Spell unit comes with a memory card, a small plug-in device that holds the educational content. It only uses a small amount of space and does not rely on power cables or electricity networks. Hossman and her students worked hard to find content to put in the library. They wanted to choose content appealing to people who live in rural areas in the South Pacific, such as Vanuatu and the Federated States of Micronesia.
I wanted the students to be able to see themselves in the curriculum.
The Solar Spell team has partnered with the Peace Corps in Vanuatu and the Federated States of Micronesia. The Peace Corps has used about 50 Solar Spell units. The village where Alexis Cullen works, Naviso, has one unit. Alexis says that about 200 students have used it. Hossman says Solar Spell units could be used in other countries in the South Pacific. Gabriel Krishak is the Information and Communication Technologies for Development Program Officer at the Peace Corps. He says some technologies are appropriate to some areas, but not to others.
I think one of the big challenges that we have is that there's this tendency to want to have like a one-size-fits-all solution. And while it's really tempting to go down that road, it never works. And I have yet to see a place where you can have like, you know, one thing that works for everyone.
The challenge, he says, is balancing new technologies with what people need.
How can I take what you guys have done here, like with Solar Spell is a really good example, and, you know, translate that to, you know, a post in East Africa or something like that?
I'm John Russell.